Hi, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, it's Mark.
Yeah. I'm ready, sir.
Give me a second. Let me switch over to that screen. Is the card say Spotlight Drywall Plaster, Paul, or does it just say Paul Woods?
No, just Paul Woods.
Paul Woods. Any middle initial, brother?
Yeah, A.
A as in Adam?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, is this a Visa, MasterCard, Amex?
Visa.
Visa. Okay, all Visa starts with number 4, Paul, whenever you're ready.
4127.
Okay.
6880.
Okay.
4364.
Okay.
1648.
1648, expiration date?
1 of 26.
January 2026. And then the last thing is something called the CC code. It's going to be 3 numbers behind the card.
028.
028. All right, Paul, just stand by with me for 1 second while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one.
Yep.
Okay. While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you. This is pretty brief. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Paul. The reason behind this, we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you need me to clarify, please don't hesitate to ask me. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you.
Sure.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and of course, it serves as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I do have everything correct, Paul, can you please verify the business name?
Spotlight Drywall Plaster.
Thank you very much. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the company?
Paul A. Woods, owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this service agreement on behalf of Spotlight Drywall Plaster, correct?
Correct.
And you are an authorized party on the billing account you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Paul, we also ask that you participate in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls only when it's necessary.
Sure, yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash today, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask that if you ever bring another company on board, you just keep us in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term will be processed today, February 3rd. Remember, it's $249, and you do have that one-time $99 programming charge. So the total for this month is $348. Every single month after, the flat rate is $249. Also keep in mind, Paul, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, so you always hold the right to stop the service at any time if you're not happy.
Okay.
We ask that you give us a ring at our customer service number. If for any reason you wanted to stop the service, I mean, we're definitely hoping that's not the case, but we still have to let you know that it's your right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is the same one I've texted you. The website is the 877 number. That's our customer service number. I'm going to ask you to save that, Paul, as, Local Splash Google Premier Partner. That way when we're calling, you know, cause I know you said you got calls from many people. That way you can weed out, you know, who's who. And,
sure.
You know, we'll definitely answer our calls. Okay.
Makes sense.
And then, all right, I'm going to get things processed here. One last thing. You will get a call from our IT department. They're going to shoot you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, they're the guys, I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. They do all the back end work. I mean, I remember one time I was being monitored and recorded and, you know, I said, oh, those are our computer nerds. And like an hour later, I got a message saying, hey, we need to talk to you.
No way.
So, yeah. So I can't use that terminology anymore. So those are computer geniuses.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. Geniuses. We love you.
right. And I only remember that because I was about to say that to you. And I was like, wait a minute. No. That's a no.
You ever see the IT Crowd? I think it's called. It's a British comedy television show. It's really worth watching.
You know what? Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Netflix. I'm pretty sure. I think it's IT Crowd. Now I say that it sounds funny, but it might be the Maybe I might be IT guys, but I think it's Crowd. But it is a hilarious British comedy about two guys in the basement of a big corporate building and not appreciated by the building, you know. So it's pretty good. But I thought it was the it. I thought it was like the It guys or the It Crowd, and my kid was like, "Dad, that's IT. It means the tech guys." I was like, "Oh my god!" I was calling. I was like, "You got to watch the It Crowd, man. It's really funny." He's like, "You mean IT? You mean IT?" I was like, "Oh, my bad,
Those guys, okay.
Those guys."
Okay, you know what? I just wrote it down here in my notepad. The IT Crowd or guys. I'm gonna look it up. That's actually, you know, based on the type of work I do, that would come in pretty funny.
I think you like it. There is a episode about one of them pretends to be handicapped to get into like a show, and then he has to keep up the pretense the whole time, and it's just all the stuff that he gets caught up in after he grabbed a wheelchair or something to use is phenomenally hilarious.
I'm definitely gonna search it up. I mean, my daughters, they're teenagers, so we have. I mean, the whole Hulu, the HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my oldest one, she works, and I tell her, look, I'm paying for cable, I pay for, you know, the Wi-Fi, I'll pay for the Netflix, because
yeah.
She's like, Dad, can you get Hulu? Can you get this? I said, nope. She says, all right, then I'll pay for it. I said, look, if you're paying for it, you can get whatever you want, you know, so.
Nice.
Now we have about 6-7 different.
Oh wow.
I'm sharing that with you because I think I'm going to find IT guy.
I think it's IT Crowd. I was going to search it just to make sure because it's worth watching. There's a couple of people you might see from other series later on. I can't think of it. We have Hulu and Netflix, and I think I could just stay home forever and never see the full content of what they have. On those, you know, so having more, I don't even know, you know. We have a 13-year-old and I just found he's made a premium account for Spotify and I'm so cheap that I only have free Pandora and free Spotify. And my kid's like, Dad, it's like $5 a month, I have to watch the ads. I'm like, I'll watch the ads, I just look away, I don't actually watch them, I just let them play and then I click back to my song and it's free. But we just found out our kid has been for maybe a year or two, he went premium with my credit card. For $15 a month on his music service, so he doesn't have to deal with the ads. And I'm dealing with the ads, and I pay the bills.
Gotcha.
So you know, damn it! I'm like, if you want premium, you can have it, but you got to do some chores.
Right.
You just need to be an exchange here, buddy. So.
Okay. Well, Paul, the payment went through successfully. Like I said, you're going to start getting text messages. You'll get emails. I don't know if you're driving right now or not, but you're going to get an
we
email.
We are.
Oh, you
yep.
are. Okay. There's an email in particular that you're going to receive. I was going to walk you through it, but if you're driving, I'll just tell you how. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I said.
Sorry.
I'll just tell you. I mean, it requires you to fill it out. It's very simple. You give us permission to call or text you when we need to, and then that the credit card information and all the details you provided are accurate. It's gonna be on your first email. You don't have to do it now. I mean, as long as you get to it before tomorrow.
Sure. I'll do it today.
It's gonna give you two little boxes. You're gonna look for your phone number. So it's gonna say local splash initial invoice. When you open that up, it's gonna be your receipt, of course. And then you're gonna look for a little sentence that says, "Please click here to accept terms." So when you click on that, it's going to take you to the other page where towards the bottom, you're going to look for your phone number. Now, there's different Google services on there. Please don't be one of these many customers sometimes that get confused and start reading everything and say, wait, what is this? Because, you know, there's also, I mean, you've been around the block. There's Google Guarantees. There's Google Ads, which we provide since we work with Google, but you're not on any of those. You're on a flat rate service, which means that it doesn't matter how many calls, how many jobs you land. You don't pay a cent more than $2.49 a month. So just so we're clear on that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you see your phone number, right underneath your phone number, there's going to be two little boxes it's going to say, hey, you give us permission to call you or text you when we need, and then that the credit card information and all the details you provided are correct. And then right underneath that, like maybe three or four sentences, it's going to say Paul Woods. And then it's going to give you a little box where you type in your name with your phone, Paul Woods, and then hit confirm. Signature. And once you do that, that's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is going to give you access to see the back end things that our IT guys see, Paul. Like you'll be able to see how many calls are being generated from Google, how many people are logging into the website, how many people are looking you up on Google, and so forth. Right, so you'll have access to that. Okay. If by any chance you don't get to that by tomorrow, don't worry. I promise you the IT guys will not let that one slide. They'll make sure they'll go over it with you anyway.
Okay. All right, deal.
What time did we say they're going to give you a call tomorrow? I don't think I asked you for a time. What would be a good time
where
you have 10 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay, hold on here. Let's see. Let me look at their calendar, brother. Give me one quick second. Okay. Yes, I do have a 10 and 11, so I'm going to lock you in for 10 a.m. Okay. So just, they're going to go over all my information. Obviously, everything that I'm putting in here, they're going to verify with you. I'm putting in here the hiccups that you're having with the verification process. They might have a few additional questions because, obviously, these are the guys that work hand-by-hand with Google. So, they'll take care of you, Paul, in short words.
Cool.
But as far as everything goes, brother, everything's done on our end. I really mean when I say this, man. It was a pleasure speaking with you, brother. I mean, for the most part.
Likewise.
I like that
you're
normally
a pet lover.
Yeah,
plug that in the future. It's good.
It's a
great way to get close to people.
I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, Paul. For the most part, when I talk to people, it's always just like, hey, man, sign me up for Google. Here's my credit card and get off my phone line, man. So when I make
hit
chat, man, I love
that
portion of it. So
hey, one piece of advice, because I used to work in commission sales.
Okay.
Come up with some more lines that say straight shooter without saying straight shooter. You've used that 6 times since I started my phone call with you. So if you, because it suggests, and also, to be honest with you, suggests that you're not honest before that. So what you've been, I used to joke with people as a teenager, so what you've been lying up till now, now you're being honest with me? So look for other ways to say what you just said to be honest with you, or I'm going to be a straight shooter because you repeated that too many times, so it makes it feel like it's not real anymore that you're really telling me something truthful. You got to come up with other ways to say that. All right? Just sales advice. That's all.
Hey, Paul, I'm not taking that in any way but the positive way, man. I mean, anything that can help us make more money, you know how that goes, man. So
I would give you a top 10 review as far as customer service goes. You did a great job in selling this, and you're very nice to talk to. So all that was good. A good 10-second story here. A recruiter called me in high school. I was a senior. He says, hey, Paul, this is Brad from the Marine recruiter office here in town. And hey, Paul, what we're doing, Paul, is we are reaching out to seniors. You're about to graduate, Paul. He used my name in every sentence in the entire phone call and at the beginning and the end of the sentence. And I thought, okay, I get it. You're trying to endear to me. So, hey, Paul. And Paul, and the reason why Paul, and Paul, if you're friends, Paul, at some point I told him, hey, Brad, just so you know, I have asthma. Would that affect my ability to become a Marine? Oh, yeah, Steve. He hit the next name on his list, and then he plugged Steve for the rest of the phone. Steve, yeah, Steve. Asthma is a deal breaker for us, Steve. And so I was like, come on, man. You know, but he was working on this build. And but Steve, if you have any friends that are interested in Marines, Steve, you know, please have them give us a call, Steve. Thanks again for your time, Steve. So come up with some more variety in your deal. What you're doing is great. The way you handled the my needs was fantastic. Just work on your pitch. That's all. As far as expand the vocabulary. I'm going to help your business. I'm going to help you focus. I'm going to, you know, to get right to the point here, you know, some other way. So anyway,
I like that. To get right to the point. Yeah, that's pretty good, man. I appreciate that, Paul. Anyhow, brother, we will be in contact with you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that phone call.
Sure.
You know, that this way.
I'm ready. I'm ready, and we'll get you your commission, sir. Let's get it. Appreciate your help today. I really do.
Mr. Woods, you have a good day, brother. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.